写出震撼世人雷雨的曹禺，在1940年把心交给了另一个女人。
In 1940, Cao Yu, a man who shook the world, entrusted his heart to another woman.
那是来找他补习英文的23岁女学生。
She is a 23-year-old female student who came to tutor her English.
当他的清华才女妻子郑秀戳破这层窗户纸。
When his talented wife, Zhang Zis, tore through the facade,
他没有选择体面放手。
She didn't choose to let go gracefully.
而是干了一件让所有人都直呼疯了的傻事。
Instead, he did something that made everyone go crazy.
郑秀可不是没见过世面的普通主妇。
Geng Shixu wasn't an ordinary housewife who had never seen the world.
她父亲是民国法院的检察长郑烈。
Her father was a prosecutor in the Republican court.
她自己更是清华法律系出了名的高傲。
He himself was also a well-known arrogant person from the law department of Tsinghua University.
小花。
Mits.
当年在清华园里。个子矮、皮肤黑的曹禺。
In those days, Cao Yu, a short, dark-skinned boy, was in the courtyard of Tsinghua University.
为了追他底裤。
To find out his secrets.
都快掏空了。
It's almost empty.
郑秀嫌弃他长得矮、穿得土。
Geng Zian thought he was short and wore cheap clothes.
连续拒绝。
Continuous refusal.
好多次。
Many times.
曹禺就靠死缠烂打，天天蹲在女生宿舍楼下。
Cao Yu would just keep bothering and pestering the girls' dormitory every day.
送书、送花，还写了几万字的情书。
The Song Dynasty Emperor sent flowers and wrote several thousand words of love letters.
才把大才女追到手。
I finally got the talented girl.
曹禺闭门创作雷雨的那段日子。
Cao Yu spent a period of time writing Thunderstorm in isolation.
郑秀每天在图书馆里熬夜陪着他。
Geng Shu spends every day staying up late in the library to accompany him.
曹禺没写完一幕。
Cao Yu didn't finish a scene.
他就当第一个读者仔细修改。
He will be the first reader and Jane will revise.
连曹禺自己都深情表白过。没有你郑秀。
Even Cao Yu himself has admitted that he loves you, Jane Ziyusi.
我根本写不出雷雨。
I can't write about thunderstorms.
后来。
Later.
两个人在南京办了场。
Two people held a wedding in Nanjing.
轰动全城的订婚宴。
The wedding banquet that shook the entire city.
达官显贵和文化名流全来捧场。
Officials and cultural celebrities all came to support.
都说这是民国最完美的才子佳人组合。
This is the perfect combination of talented and beautiful people in the Republic of China.
可谁能想到抗战爆发。
Who would have thought that the war of resistance against Japan had just begun?
成了一切悲剧的导火索。
Became the trigger for all the tragedies.
一家人为了躲避战火。
A family fled from the war.
搬到了四川江安那个小地方。
Moved to a small town in Jiangyin, Sichuan.
日子过得又苦又闷。
The days were long and boring.
生活琐碎。
Life is trivial.
把激情彻底磨没了。
To completely extinguish the passion.
从小娇生惯养的郑秀根本受不了这种清贫。
From being pampered since childhood, Zhang Zhu couldn't stand this poverty.
只能天天靠跟官太太打牌来打发无聊的时光。
I can only spend my time playing cards with the wives of officials to pass the time.
而一门心思搞创作的曹禺变得越来越孤僻。
Meanwhile, Cao Yu, who was engrossed in his creative work, became increasingly withdrawn.
整天不修边幅。
Not taking care of one's appearance all day long.
把自己关在屋里。
Lock yourself in the house.
这种性格和生活习惯的巨大鸿沟。
This huge gap in personality and lifestyle.
让两人天天大吵。
Let them argue every day.
感情
Motion
肉眼可见的死掉了。
It's dead to the naked eye.
就在夫妻关系降到冰点的时候。
Just when the relationship between husband and wife reached its lowest point.
23岁的名门闺秀方瑞敲开了曹宇的书房门。
23-year-old from a prominent family, Fang Rui knocked on the door of Cao Cao Yu's study.
借着学英文的名义
He used the excuse of learning English.
送来点心和无微不至的关心
Bring some snacks and provide thoughtful care.
曹宇写字
Cao Yu wrote.
他就安安静静在一旁帮着抄稿子，和那个脾气火爆
He quietly sat on the side, helping with copying and dealing with the temperamental person.
爱热闹的郑秀完全是两个极端。
The outgoing and sociable Zhang Ziyue is completely different from the quiet and introverted Zhang Ziyue.
这种温柔像一团火。
He cultivates gentleness like a fire.
瞬间点燃了曹宇孤寂的心。
Instantly ignited Cao Yu's lonely heart.
她彻底沦陷在这温柔乡里了。
She has completely succumbed to this.
没过多久。
Not long after.
曹宇连夜收拾了所有行李。
Cao Yu hurriedly packed all his belongings.
搬出家门。
Move out of the house.
甚至明目张胆地和方瑞在外面同居。高傲的郑秀气得浑身发抖。
Even brazenly, Mr. Wang was living with a mess. Chang, who was so angry that she was trembling.
找上门去劝他回家。
They went to his house to persuade him to return home.
可曹宇绝情到了极点。
Cao Yu was absolutely heartbroken.
直接躲在小三身后。
Hide behind the mistress.
冷冰冰地甩出一句
Throw a cold and indifferent sentence.
我要离婚。
I want to divorce.
从来没低过头的郑秀
Never before has Jing Chuo been so low.
哪能忍受这种背叛
How can I tolerate this betrayal?
她咬着牙冷笑着回应
She bit her lip and coldly replied.
你想得美。
You're so right.
我这辈子死都不会签字。
I will never sign anything in my life.
他那时候太天真了。
He was too naive back then.
总觉得只要自己死守着名分。
Always felt that as long as I clung to my title.
曹宇在外面玩够了。
Cao Yu was having fun outside.
总有一天会灰溜溜地回家。
One day, they will return home in disgrace.
啊，到了1948年。
In 1948.
局势乱得一塌糊涂。
The situation is chaotic.
郑秀的检察长父亲动用特权抢到了珍贵的机票。
The father of Zhang Ziyue, a prosecutor, used his power to obtain a valuable ticket.
准备带着全家老小前往台湾躲避战乱。
Prepare to take the whole family and elderly to Taiwan to escape the war.
就在飞机马上要起飞。
Just as the plane was about to take off.
全国都在逃命的节骨眼上。
At a time when everyone is in a state of panic.
郑秀得知曹宇死活不肯跟着走。
Jing Ziyue realized that Cao Yu would not follow him.
他竟然做了一个让全家人崩溃的决定。
He actually made a decision that made the whole family collapse.
他硬生生拉着两个年幼的女儿走下了飞机。
He forcibly pulled his two young daughters off the plane.
为了一个变了心的男人。
For a man who has changed his heart.
他亲手断送了自己最安稳的后路。
He destroyed his own most secure path.
放弃了和父母骨肉团圆的机会。
Giving up the opportunity to reunite with family.
把下半生当成赌注，去赌这个浪子能回头。
If I gamble my entire future on this, can this prodigal son return?
可这种把命搭进去的自我牺牲
However, this kind of self-sacrifice
换来的却是一场更彻底的羞辱
However, the result was a more thorough humiliation.
1950年
1950
新婚姻法正式颁布了曹禺
The new marriage law has been formally promulgated.
觉得自己终于拿到了尚方宝剑。
I finally feel like I have a magic weapon.
发动身边所有的亲戚朋友轮番上门给郑袖施压。
Mobilize all relatives and friends around James Zushi to put pressure on him.
逼着他
Pressing him.
必须把离婚字给签了。
You must sign the divorce papers.
在中央戏剧学院的调解室里
In the Central Academy of Drama, there are some forces that mediate.
曾经恩爱的夫妻隔着一张桌子
Once loving couples were separated by a table.
冷眼相对那张离婚协议书像一把刀
Staring at the divorce agreement, it felt like a knife.
切断了二十年的情分
Cut off 20 years of love
郑袖握着笔的手
James's hand
抖得根本不成样子
It was completely messed up
他看着对面
He looked at the opposite side
连正眼都不瞧他
Ignoring him completely
他的曹禺眼泪终于砸在纸上
His Cao Yu's tears finally fell on the paper
哭着签下了名字
Cried and signed the name
离婚之后的郑袖一辈子都没有再嫁人
After the divorce, Zhang Zi never remarried
一个人在动荡的日子里
A person in a turbulent time
苦哈哈地拉扯两个女儿过得要多清贫
The bitter and harsh way of raising two daughters making them live a life of poverty
有多清贫
There were many poor people.
转眼到了1974年
It's been a blink of an eye, and it's now 1974.
陪伴了曹禺大半辈子的方瑞
Feng Rui, who has accompanied Cao Yu for half his life,
突然服药自杀
Suddenly taking medication and committing suicide.
已经年过半百的郑袖
At the age of over 50, Zhang Zis
觉得自己终于熬出了头
I finally got my revenge
她放下了几十年的怨恨和面子
She let go of decades of resentment and pride
每天亲自去菜市场买新鲜蔬菜做饭
Go to the market every day to buy fresh vegetables and cook
托人一口一口送去照顾孤身一人的曹禺。
I asked someone to bring food and take care of the lone person, Cao Yu.
他满心欢喜地以为这下总能复婚。
He was overjoyed, thinking that he would finally be able to remarry.
相守了吧。
Stay together.
结果现实又给了他一记响亮的耳光。
The reality gave her a resounding slap.
69岁的曹禺一转头就娶了京剧名伶李玉茹把郑袖最后一点念想砸得粉碎
At the age of 69, Cao Yu married Lai Yu, a famous Peking opera singer, and completely crushed Zhang Zi's last hope.
到了1989年
By 1989,
77岁的郑袖躺在病床上已经到了弥留之际
77-year-old Zhang Zis was lying in bed nearing his end.
他大口大口喘着气。
He was panting heavily.
嘴里反复喊着道
He kept repeating in his mouth.
竟然还是那个伤害了他一辈子的名字。
It was still that name that had hurt him for so long.
曹禺，女儿看着亲妈太可怜。
Cao Yu's daughter saw her mother too pitiful.
跑到曹禺家跪求他来看一眼。
Go to Cao Yu's house and beg him to take a look.
可那个男人冷漠得像块石头。
But that man was cold and indifferent, like a stone.
连面都没露。
No face appeared.
只派人送来一个讽刺的花篮。
Send only one sarcastic flower arrangement.
敷衍了事。
To be perfunctory.
最终。
Finally.
郑秀带着满腔的执念和擦不干的眼泪。
Kang Zued with her burning passion and endless tears.
孤零零地离开了这个世界。
Left this world alone.
他本来出身名门。
He was originally from a prominent family.
又顶着清华才女的光环。
With the halo of a Tsinghua University student.
如果搞事业，搞法律。
If you're pursuing a career in business or law.
绝对能活得体面又精彩。
Absolutely, it can be a dignified and exciting life.
可他偏偏把自己活成了一个死局。
But he stubbornly chose to live a dead end.
把所有的尊严和后半生全压在一个不爱自己的男人身上。
To sacrifice all dignity and the rest of one's life on a man who doesn't love you.
雷雨里写满了世间男女的爱恨纠葛。
The lips are written with the love and hate of men and women in the world.
可曹禺和郑秀的真实婚姻。
The real entanglement between Cao Yu and Zhang Zisheng.
远比他写出来的任何一个剧本都要悲凉百倍。
More poignant and touching than any script he has ever written.
用一生去等一个不爱你的人。
To spend a lifetime waiting for someone who doesn't love you.
终究是这世上最徒劳的自我感动。
This is the most futile self-pity in the world.